choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Charles Stanley recalls how his mom taught him to trust God in hard times.
And I can remember how many times she and I would get out by the bed and pray. And being a kid, I was a little frightened. So, Mom, what are we going to do? Here's what she'd say. We're going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. I didn't have any idea exactly oftentimes what that meant or how that would happen. And listen, over and over and over again, I saw God meet need after need. In my ear still rings. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. You know what she was doing? She was passing on to me by her lifestyle, by her difficulty, by her hardship, her trials, and the way she responded to them, she was passing on to me this message. You trust God no matter what. You trust God when you can't see your way clear. You trust Him when everything looks dark. You trust Him.
Charles Stanley on In Touch, teaching from a lifetime of walking with God.
In Touch is heard at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Hi, my name is Manny Rivera. I'm the lead pastor of Impact Church in Miami, Florida. At the beginning of this summer, God has smiled on us by visiting us with His presence in a powerful way. We've seen miracles of healing and signs and wonders. By our Lord's instructions, we began having meetings called power gatherings. These power gatherings are meetings where churches come together in the spirit of unity and contend for the supernatural. Hundreds of people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and through them, hundreds of miracles, signs, and wonders have occurred. We've seen from cancer disappearing to deaf ears opening and physical scars disappearing. On November the 2nd at 6 p.m., a power gathering is coming to the great city of Fort Pierce. We will be hosted by Truth Church, pastored by Jason and Kim Bumgardner. I hope to see you there.
Hey guys, it's Pastor Jason. I hope you can make it to this next power gathering. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road. For more information, you can call us at 772-461-8555 or check us out on the web at mytruthchurch.com.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Look over in Exodus chapter 15. Over here, the children of Israel just came through the Red Sea. They went through the Red Sea. Miriam and all the ladies are dancing with the tambourines. And you know how Pastor Joe does back there with that tambourine? Just a dancing around back there. That's what Miriam and all the ladies were doing. They're dancing, playing tambourines. They're singing the song of victory. They just watched Pharaoh's army get drowned in the Red Sea. I mean, the whole army wiped out. They're on the other side going, "Oh, my God." Look what God did. And they've been delivered out of Egypt. Praise the Lord, we're free. Hallelujah, we're free. And then later on, they just put the tambourine up, and they go 3 days into the wilderness. Somebody say 3 days. 3 days into the wilderness, and they found nothing. I mean, in the wilderness, there ain't a lot out there. The Bible says they found no water. They went 3 days, and they didn't find no water. And verse 22 says, Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they come to Marah, everybody say Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. Somebody say sweet. Now watch this, watch this. They just came from a great victory, and now all of a sudden, they're experiencing something very bitter. 3 days out of the Red Sea, and now they're dealing with something very bitter. You know, don't you just get tired sometimes of hearing people, how people always just get it right all the time? Aren't you glad you got a pastor that gets it wrong once in a while? Come on, somebody, amen? If you're teaching people, or you're ministering to people, or you're praying for people, or reaching out to people, can I just tell you something? Don't just talk about your successes. Don't just talk about how anointed you are. How you never did anything wrong, and if something bad happened to you, it certainly wasn't your fault. Because you're too anointed for that kind of trouble. Please don't do that. Amen? I wish somebody would just tell about the times they didn't get it right, and they tell about the times that they laid on the floor all night till 5 o'clock in the morning crying and boohooing and trying to get a breakthrough, and they didn't get the breakthrough till the sun came up. And when the sun finally broke over the eastern sky, they finally stood up and pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and said, praise God, I'm gonna go on anyway. I don't care what it looks like, I don't care how bad it's been, I don't care what they've said, I don't care what they've done, I'm not gonna stop with what God told me to do. Come on, somebody. They had to cry out for a touch from the God. Yeah, had to get to a place in your life where you said, God, if you don't show up, I ain't going. I need you, amen? I wish some people would at least give the testimony about the wilderness and how God delivered them out of the wilderness. Because how many understand it's the wilderness experiences of life that shape us and mold us into what God wants us to become? You can't get from one mountain to another mountain without going through a valley. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody needs to talk about the days when their finances were falling apart and they didn't know what they was going to do. But all they knew how to do was just trust God to make it through and hang on, and knew that there was going to be a better day, and that God was moving them from not enough to barely enough to just enough to more than enough. And there was a process that had to develop in their life. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to talk about, well, I wasn't sure I was going to make it to the next day unless God showed up. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the places where we begin to prove the compounding, the art of the apothecary, the art of the chemist, where we begin to prove the blending of what he does in our lives. How many want to prove what God's doing in your life? I mean, prove it to other people. I mean, prove it to yourself. Well, you have to get tested then. And not only tested, you're going to have to make it through some of them. He said, listen, you come through the Red Sea, you celebrated, you made it. But guess what? It had nothing to do with you. I did it all for you. I got you through the Red Sea. Moses lifted his rod, the waters parted, and the people walked through. It's by grace that we got to where we are. It's by grace that we got to where we were going. But your grace is only going to get increased when maturity comes. I mean, we got to grow up. Sometimes it ain't enough to show up. We got to grow up. A lot of times we can show up, but we sit there and we think, what's he going to do with that rod? Who does he think he is? Well, I see the waters are parting. I know he doesn't expect me to walk through that thing. Well, I guess if everybody else is going, I'm going too. Come on, how many? That's not the attitude we've got to have. We've got to grow up sometimes. You can't. It ain't enough just to show up. Although some of the people that did show up were spared. Come on, amen. Because of grace. Somebody say it was because of grace. But how many know you got to get to the point where you got faith? And you got to add to your faith some virtue, and add to your virtue some knowledge, and add to your knowledge some long-suffering, so that you can become the complete person that God's called you to be. Come on, I wish I had a little bit more help than just one amen. Thank you. We need to get this in our hearts, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens. God says, I brought you out by grace, but I'm going to process you through faith. I'm going to process you by you being dependent on me so you can inherit the promise that I have for you, so that you can walk in the promise that I have over your life. And the first thing I'm going to do to get you to that is I'm going to take you to a bitter place. Because I can't process you without taking you to a bitter place. And I'm going to teach you that the bitter places of your life, you will always find a tree. Come on, somebody. I'm not talking about some tree uprooted off of the riverbank and thrown into the lake. Because in the New Testament, for you and I, there's a greater message here. I'm talking about a tree that was fashioned in the shape of a cross, that we can come to the cross of Jesus Christ in every bitter circumstance of our life, and what was bitter can be made sweet by the power of the cross. All we have to do is take it and put it in the middle of our circumstances. In the middle of that bitterness, the power of God will take that cross. The Holy Ghost will take that cross, and what was bitter will become sweet. Somebody say, it's at the cross. Hallelujah. If we're ever going to get through our bitter places, it's only going to be because we put the cross in the middle of what's going on in our lives. You can't make it better by your own strength. Comes from the power of the Lord. You can't take a bitter environment and make it a better environment without the cross. Come on, somebody. When you put the cross in it, God takes what was meant for evil and turns it to good. If you don't put the cross in it, what was meant for evil becomes evil. So when people have stolen from you, when the devil's killed your children, when the enemy's come against your finances, when the devil's come against your ministry, when people have laughed at you and scorned you and mocked you and accused you and ridiculed you and put you down, God can take those bitter places of your life and turn them into a very sweet thing and have it work to your good if you put it in the middle of the cross. Come on, that's good news, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for the cross. Amen. Somebody say, there's a tree. Thank you, Jesus, for that tree. Listen, I'm not immune to it because I'm your pastor. I've had very many bitter places in my life, or I couldn't be your pastor. I've been through hell many times. Didn't think I was going to make it a few times. Sometimes it took me 3 or 4 days to get the cross in the middle of my circumstances because the circumstances were so overwhelming, I didn't think I could hang on. Come on, somebody, amen. I've been in painful places. I've been in hurtful places. Sometimes the hurt's overwhelming. How many understand the hurt can be overwhelming sometimes? Sometimes we become so emotional we can't get perspective. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, you just lost it? So I ain't never lost it. I'm dignified. You're lying. Not only have you not lost it, now you're telling a lie. We deal with that later. Come on, amen. So you know what I've done is when I found myself in a very bitter place, I've learned how to put the cross in the middle of it. And I found myself in places that just didn't add up. And people have done things and said things, and or corporations have done things and said things. Or the bank has done things and said things. Or my wife has done things and said things. Come on. I feel like, God, what in the world is going on? I've learned how to put the cross in the middle of it. And what didn't make sense to me doesn't matter anymore because God takes what was bitter and he makes it better. Because how many know that's the nature of our Father? You know why that's his nature? Because he loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount, or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
Come on, somebody say, my daddy loves me. Ooh, Jesus. I mean, when you're in that bitter place, it's hard to see. Come on, amen. Sometimes you can't grasp it all. You know, grasp. Sometimes we're just grasping at straws. Whatever's in front, we're grasping at, and we don't understand. I've been in many times in my life, I just didn't understand. I've looked at God and said, God, I don't understand. A lot of times it was through tears. God, I don't understand. Huh? I'm so glad he loves me. Aren't you glad he loves you? And because we've learned how to put the cross in the middle of our lives, how many know when you've been through some stuff, you can help other people get through some stuff? And what is a bitter place for somebody else, you can help them make it into a better place just by pointing them right to Jesus. Some of the coolest things in my life have been from some of the weirdest people have just come and said the right thing at the right time, and I knew it was the Holy Ghost. And I'm just thinking, thank you, Jesus. You're right there. And he's always there, the right timing, at the right place, isn't he? Never lets us down, amen? I mean, it's the circumstances of our life that God's used to get us where we are. God's used the circumstances of my life to get me where I am. If I hadn't ever stole a car or ran over a police officer and went to jail, I wouldn't be here. So, well, that's crazy, Pastor. I mean, God used the circumstances of me going to jail, getting messed up on drugs, rebelling against God, and just about throwing my life away to put me where I am now. But that don't make sense. Well, I'm sorry. That's the nature of my Father. He takes a mess and turns it into something beautiful. He takes lives that have been thrown away, and he takes them off the dunghill, and he cleans them up, and he says, okay, if you're willing, I'll use you. I mean, there's a couple things about dung. Come on. It stinks. It's ugly. It's unpleasant. I mean, your daddy loves you in that condition. I'm so glad that God come and took me out of my mess. He loved me enough to pick me up with dung all over me, but he loved me anymore to pull me out of it. Praise God. Somebody praise God with me this morning. Amen. Somebody said, Pastor, I want you to pray over me that I'll have this same anointing on my life that you have on your life. No, you don't. You know what that prayer would sound like? Lord Jesus, I pray that all of his friends will leave him, that his leaders betray him. Lord, I pray that he's talked about by leadership when he ain't at the church, that they gossip about him, and Lord, they second guess all of his decisions, and they shake their head behind his back. And Lord, I pray that when they can't take it anymore, they gossip even more about him, and Lord, that they reject him, and even God, people even in his own family laugh at him and scorn him and walk out on him. I mean, you want somebody to pray over you like that? I mean, that's what it took, come on, for me to get to where I am. I had to walk through some very disappointing, bitter places of my life. Come on, somebody. Amen. Lord, I pray that the pressure is so great they have to eat a bottle of Advil before they go to bed. Does anybody want me to pray that? How many recognize that's not the way we want to be prayed for by our pastor? But you know what? That's the stuff that I had to go through to be able to get up here and do this, to have the anointing on my life that God put in my life. And it's the same kind of stuff that you go through every day in your life for God to anoint you. Because the art of the apothecary is that God takes everything in your life, the bitter circumstances of your life, along with everything else, and he begins to blend it and compound it. He's a skilled chemist, and he makes you into something beautiful. That's the nature of my Father. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. There's a price to pay for what you've been doing. There's a price to pay. Amen? Salvation's free, but it ain't cheap. Come on, somebody. Amen? It's the compounding that makes the anointing on your life that you carry. It's the tough spaces. It's the tough things. When you lay out a plan and you're diligent to do your plan, but it seems like you can't get cooperation from anybody else. That's God blending you, compounding you, and letting you know you ain't always going to get it the way you want it. Anybody ever went to the drive-thru and ordered something and didn't get it the way you want it? Come on, somebody. Amen. I ain't got no help now. Next one was cinnamon. Somebody say cinnamon. 250 shekels. I mean, cinnamon is very sweet. Very sweet. But by itself, it's very strong. You can't hardly get cinnamon down by itself. It's so sweet that it's so strong, it'll gag you. Amen? So God takes the sweet things of our life, and he compounds them with the bitter things of our life until there begins to be a beautiful fragrance that comes out of you. Isn't that awesome? Amen? T.D. Jakes. Everybody loves T.D. Jakes. Get ready, get ready, get ready. T.D. Jakes. We all love T.D. Jakes, but nobody remembers T.D. Jakes when he went national, was living in a two-bedroom apartment, and he said, the bedroom was so small, him and his wife had to get out on the same side of the bed because the other side of the bed was pushed up against the wall. It wouldn't fit in the room. He said, the first conference I ever did, nobody wanted to buy any of my videos. I only had 63 women show up for the first Thou Art Loosed Woman concert that I did. Amen? 63 women. I was at the movie theater the other day, and I was watching the previews before the movie come on. Went to go see Act of Valor, and T.D. Jakes shows up on the screen inside the movie theater. And he says, my movie's going to be here. Woman, Thou Art Loose. They got him in the movie theater now, AMC. And he's promoting his movie. Come on, somebody. Amen. And he got over 300,000 people show up in his conference in Atlanta. Matter of fact, his conference generates so much money for the city of Atlanta. It's like bringing the Olympics there or something. He generates so much money for the city of Atlanta through restaurants, through hotels, through everything else, that the city of Atlanta don't even charge him to come anymore. They host him for free. Wouldn't that be a nice phone call to get? Joyce Baumgartner, Christian Women's Fellowship. Oh, yes, that's me. We want to give you the Civic Center in Port St. Lucie for free because we just love what you're doing. Don't worry about anything. We're going to provide the food, the tables. Wouldn't that be nice to get that call? Come on, somebody. Amen. Are y'all with me today? Come on, say, well, I want to be like T.D. Jakes. I want to be like Joyce Meyer. I want to be like all the big-time evangelists that are flying around in their jets, going around healing people and feeding people and building orphanages all over the country. Well, go ask them what the apothecary had to use to blend them to what they were blended into before you want to be that. Because I guarantee you they went through plenty of hell to get to where they are. There was a compounding that was probably very painful. Come on, amen. He said, cane, 250 shekels. You know, the interesting thing about sugar cane is it grows in the muck. Grows in the mud. Really, actually kind of grows in poop. Where were we going over there? Pahokee. We were going to Pahokee. And we were driving down past Lake Okeechobee around the bottom, the southeast corner. Nothing but sugarcane fields everywhere. But the smell of the muck, I mean, it was like a sewer backed up for miles. I mean, you just like, and you think, sugarcane grows? How can something so sweet come out of something so nasty? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about? And the sugar cane just stands in this muck. I mean, it grows right in this mud that's like, I mean, you can't walk in it. You sink 3 or 4 feet down in it. It's so muddy. But it just grows in there. Listen to me. It has the ability to stand in an unstable environment, in a stinky environment, in a nasty environment. And everything that it's standing in is like compost. It's dung, manure. It's just growing up out of that. I shared this with you before, but I'll share it with some of y'all for the sake of y'all that haven't never heard this. There was a bird that was a little bit late in leaving from up north to fly south. And as he was flying, it had gotten so cold that his wings kind of froze. And he just dropped out of the sky like a rock. And he fell right down frozen solid into a cow pasture. And he was laying there looking through the ice going, I can't believe this is how I'm going to go out. Could things get any worse? About that time, a big old dairy cow walked over and dropped a cow patty on him the size of a saucer plate. And the bird is frozen, laying in the cow dung, in the cow patty, and he's thinking, I guess things can get worse. And as he's laying there, one of the things that he realizes is that the dung is very warm. And he's beginning to defrost. And he begins to move one little wing, and then he begins to move the other little wing, and he breaks through the ice, and he's so excited, he pops his head up out of the top of the cow patty, and he starts to sing a song. And as he sings a song, there's a cat over on the fence post that sees his head pop up, runs down there, scoops him up out of the cow pie, and gobbles him up and eats him. Pastor, what are you talking about? Two things. Not everybody that poops on you is your enemy. And not everybody that pulls you out of the poop is your friend.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.